Hello and welcome to Oxcast, the podcast that drips Oxford events in your ears like honey if it were less sticky and made of facts. I'm Alwyn Collinson.
And I'm Emma Pearson. And we've got a great selection of events to tell you about this week, from Oxford's Pride Festival to opera, comedy and circus. Plus we'll be talking to a very special guest later on.
Yes, that's right. Well, let's kick it off then with Oxford Pride Festival. It's this week, with a whole raft of events celebrating Oxford's gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender community. You can see all of them, the events that is, listed on oxford-pride.org.uk, based around this year's theme of The Wizard of Oz. So Judy Garland rears her ugly head once more.
That sounds great.
Yeah, the Oxford Pride Parade will kick off at noon on Saturday, heading from the city centre to Oxpens Field for an all-day celebration.
Cool. Moving outside Oxford, how about a spot of opera on a country estate? It's Oxfordshire's answer to Glyndebourne. It's at Garsington Opera, and their summer season runs until early July, and there's loads of stuff on. There's Mozart's Don Giovanni, Vivaldi's L'Olympiade, and Offenbach's La Pericole. And they're performed in a purpose-built opera house on the lovely Wormsey Estate. It's not actually at Garsington anymore. It moved like last year or something.
You'd think that they'd be get for the name for false advertising.
Yes, absolutely. But it's at Wormsey Estate now. And in the long interval, you can have a picnic next to the lake. So they set it out so that you have the opportunity to do that.
That's
and take
brilliant.
Along all your posh food for
opera. Yeah, I did go along recently and I saw a lot of Fortnum & Mason hampers piling up next to the doors. It was quite impressive. I was there with my Sainsbury's bag, you know.
Oh, I heard you took exciting salmon mousse. That's
yeah, but
that's
it was
probably a posh food.
It was
anything.
Homemade mackerel mousse, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
anyway, what about the opera itself?
Yeah, well, the performances are amazing at Garsington. They're really great. And the stagings are spectacular. So if you're an opera fan, treat yourself to Garsington. It's amazing.
That sounds brilliant. Well, how about if you fancy something maybe a little bit more relaxed? We've got the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot this Saturday. There's a night that's worth leaving the house for. It's comic whiz Alex Horn, and his popular Edinburgh show, 7 Years in the Bathroom.
Okay.
It's named... Yeah, I know. He does wear a dressing gown, I think, through most of it. So it's named because over the course of your whole life, you will spend, on average, 2 years... shopping,
Whoa.
2 weeks kissing, and yes, 7 years in the bathroom.
That's really crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it, when you break it down in that way. But anyway, his show basically incorporates all these kind of chunks of time, but shrunk down to a single evening. So he will act out your life, including the 7 minutes you would spend Googling yourself. So Alex planned to make you laugh about the way you're spending your time. So he'll be on Saturday at 8.
Ah, okay, so all the chunks in the performance put together, so he'll spend like half an hour on the toilet or whatever.
One
or
presumes so,
like
although
that.
Not in
yes.
a sort of
no.
literal sense.
No.
Unless his comedy turns out to be poo.
onwards. Roll up, it's Gifford Circus.
Oh, you should be in a Barker. What are you doing wasting your time here?
Gifford Circus are a vintage-styled traditional touring circus. They will be on Tackley Village Green near Kidlington from next Thursday the 21st. And we sent along Daily Info reviewer Sue Jordan to see what they were like. And she loved it. In fact, we are going to burst behind the scenes at the Daily Info office right now and hear from her.
Yep, we are going to literally go grab her and force her to talk into our microphone. Sue Jordan. Sue Jordan!
Hello.
tell us about the opera. Not the opera, the circus.
The circus, Gifford Circus. Well, it is described on our website as the most untraditional circus you'll ever see. But it's essentially like a Victorian circus. It has horses and a goose and a bear
a
trained dog. A goose, yes.
A bear. I focused on the goose on the bear.
It's not a real bear. I shouldn't have spoilt that for you. It is a real bear. Anyway, and lots of amazing acrobatics and dancing and a clown, but not a hateful clown, a really good clown. Non-scary clown. And it's just beautifully well crafted and it's a lovely thing. It's like a piece of art.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. So would you recommend?
I would definitely recommend it. Kids will love it as well.
Brilliant. All right, then. So we're heading back now into our cupboard in the Daily Info office where we record, and we are now going to introduce our lovely, fabulous, special guest.
It's very exciting.
So he's a TV presenter, comedian, celebrity MasterChef finalist. Is there anything Hardeep Singh Kohli can't do? Well, win celebrity MasterChef, apparently, but we don't hold it against him. So Hardeep is in Oxford this Friday with a show simply titled Indian Takeaway, and we've got him on the phone now. Hello, Hardeep.
Yeah, thanks for rubbing in.
Yeah.
MasterChef.
Sorry, yeah. How did it feel to get through to the last round? Come so close.
Well, it felt fine till you brought it up there.
All right. Oh, no. Okay. Well, hopefully, you'll get a good turnout in Oxford, which will salve the pain. So, can you tell us a little bit about the show?
Yeah. No, it's my third live show in the last sort of 3.5 years, really. Called Indian Takeaway. It's really a celebration of the role Indian food plays in British life. You know, I mean, it's a national dish. You know, 2 out of 3 meals eaten out of the house are Indian meals. So it's something that, you know, the British public are absolutely in love with. But
yeah.
It was about time we sort of celebrate and kind of delve a little bit deeper and kind of search out the facts about this phenomenon, because it really is a phenomenon.
Fantastic.
Seems like you take quite an inventive take on it. Like, I'm reading a review of a haggis and butternut squash vindaloo, which sounds really exciting.
Well, yes. No, I've cooked that on a few occasions. Haggis curries very well.
Really?
Have you ever tried it, Emma?
No, I haven't. I'm tempted to now, though. I like haggis and I love curry, so...
Well, if you've tried haggis, you know it's quite spicy. It's very peppery. So it does lend itself very well to a curry-based dish, but...
The way
the show works is we phone a local takeaway in Oxford, order in something one of the audience members who, you know, frequents that place normally orders, and then I try and cook my version of it. So it's home-cooked food versus restaurant food.
And do you finish off with a...
cooking and just, you know, have a laugh.
Great. And do you finish off with a taste test?
We do. And until last week, I could have said to you, I've won every single taste test.
Ooh. Who chose the local Indian over your hand-cooked dish?
I'm not about to single out the people of Swindon.
No.
You see, it's disingenuous. I mean, you know, people aren't stupid. The British people aren't stupid. They wouldn't be spending, you know, £3.2 billion a year on food that was disgusting, you know?
Yeah.
People eat Indian food from restaurants because it tastes good. All I'm saying is it tastes different. We grew up in things.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's worth having a look at this phenomenon, because nowhere else in the world, you know, if you go to France or Italy or Germany, you know, they have foods from other parts of the world, but it's never the national dish. Indian food is the national dish of Britain. I think that's something we should be celebrating.
Absolutely.
I think that's absolutely brilliant. So, without giving too much away, can you, like, tell us a little bit about what else you do in the show? Because you share sort of anecdotes and sort of stuff like that. Is it a routine?
Yeah. Stories of kind of growing up. I just worked in a lot of restaurants. There's one or two of those stories. And having a chat with the audience, I mean, the beauty of this show is I never wanted to be at the point where I had to, you know, check the flyer to see where I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want to be like I was just kind of trailing out the same show in a different town. And that's the beauty of this show. It's very much about the town we're in. It's about Oxford. It's about Lidcombe. You know, I have played Lidcombe.
Yeah, so now you're coming to the big leagues. Can you reveal to us yet where you're going to be ordering from on Friday night? Or
still chatting, it's very exciting. It's still being suggested. That's the other thing I don't think you've noticed. People are hugely passionate and proprietorial about their Indian restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in my part of London, each then, there's like almost fist fights over 2 restaurants.
Wow.
My chapel that people swear are the best in the country. They're both very good. I've eaten them regularly. But I just love how exercised people get about these things. So we're still deliberating. It will be so people can tweet me, Mr. HSK, MISTERHSK, their suggested restaurants, and put them all into the mix and pick one probably tomorrow, I think.
Wow. Can Emma throw one into the ring now?
Yeah, do you have one?
Only if Emma comes to the show. I can't have Emma.
I will certainly try to make it.
They're not showing off.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Well, great. That all sounds.
Oh, go on. What's your suggestion, Emma?
Oh, my suggestion is Shazan on the High Street. And I think it's fairly new. It used to be an old one. And it's just I partly love it because of the atmosphere inside. So it's not the takeaway thing. But it's just there are cushions everywhere. But the food is also really good. They do really nice like tandoori oven.
I think they claim to be the only proper Balti restaurant in Oxford, sorry. it's interesting, all this sort of philosophical stuff. I hadn't realised there was so much existential element that went into curries until you sort of teased it out there.
Well, I mean, there again, you see, you talk about a Balti restaurant. Mm-hmm. Balti is a Punjabi word for a steel bucket.
Really?
And it's sort of the dish the curry was served in is like a little steel bucket. But when I was a kid growing up, when you were poorly and about to be a bit vomity, your mum would put a Balti by the side of your bed.
I think
I had an issue with ordering them when I go to rest.
Yes.
I think we've all had curries like that, though.
Yeah. The curries that comes with the chopped, diced carrots. Those.
Yeah,
it's never so good.
It looks like someone's already enjoyed the meal, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Hardeep Singhali is going to be in the Oxford Playhouse on Friday, so you should go along and see him if you like the sound of him, or even if you didn't, now that you've listened to him, I feel it would be ungrateful not to.
I think it sounds great.
Yeah. So thank you so much for that.
Well, I look forward to seeing you both there.
Yeah, yes, great. Absolutely. Is there anything we've failed to mention that she would particularly tickle our appetites?
No, there'll be poppadoms available as well.
Ooh, poppadoms, I'm there.
I think you've made a sale there. Brilliant.
I'm not,
okay.
I'm not about to tell you what to do with your poppadoms. The last thing I want to do is be guilty of a poppadom breach.
Oh, dear me. Is that one in the show? Or?
Not anymore, no. I elicited that reaction from you.
Brilliant. All right, well, thank you so much for talking to us, and look forward to seeing the show.
Absolutely. So that was Hardeep Singhali.
Yeah, his show, Indian Takeaway, will be on Friday at the Oxford Playhouse. And now you have to go and see it.
You do have to.
So apparently so do we. But brilliant. And
I've been Emma Pearson.
I've been Alwyn Collinson. And you've been listening to
Oxcast.
Thank you.